This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi explained to the World Forum in BRICS that planetary and human health are interconnected and Indians imbibe reverence towards nature for generations. He was speaking at the BRICS summit on a session on environment, COP30 and global health in Rio de Janeiro today. He emphasized that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. He said during the India presidency of BRICS next year, it will be redefined as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Mr. Modi outlined the potential focus areas for India's BRICS leadership, stressing on preparedness for unexpected situations. He noted that COVID-19 demonstrated how viruses disregard borders and solutions should not be limited to nationality. Speaking about the initiatives of his government in India, the Prime Minister said that Mission Life, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, International Big Cats Alliance for Environmental Conservation. He said despite being the world's fastest growing major economy, India was the first country to achieve its Paris commitments ahead of schedule. He cautioned that without technology transfer and affordable financing for countries in need, climate action will remain confined merely to climate talks. In Bihar, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced 4 new Amrit Bharat trains on routes including Patna-Delhi, Darbhanga-Lucknow, Malda-Lucknow and Saharsa-Amritsar. A regular Jogbani-Erode train was also announced for Simanchal. He said that the 53-kilometre Bhagalpur-Jamalpur third line project worth 1,156 crore rupees will soon get approval. Doubling of Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya worth over 2,000 crore rupees and Rampurhat-Bhagalpur worth over 3,000 crore rupees rail lines were also announced. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, has expressed optimism, noting that Manipur is gradually witnessing signs of normalcy. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, after conclusion of Akhil Bharatiya Prant Pracharak Baithak, Akhil Bharatiya Prachar Pramukh of RSS, Sunil Ambikar, said, in comparison to last year, normalcy has begun to return in Manipur. He said this is the beginning of peace and dialogues are being held from both sides.
देश भर के विभिन्न प्रांतों से लोग आए थे उन्होंने मणिपुर में जो प्रयास चल रहे हैं उसकी भी जानकारी दी कि किस तरह से वहां के अपने स्वयंसेवक वहां जल्दी से जल्दी शांति स्थापित हो इसके लिए कैसे प्रयास कर रहे हैं और उनके अनुभव से काफी सकारात्मक बातें सामने आई है अर्थात पिछले वर्ष की तुलना में अगर देखा जाए तो निश्चित रूप से शुरुआत हुई है शांति की और हमारी दृष्टि से जो दोनों तरफ संवाद हो रहा है तो धीरे धीरे रास्ते निकलेंगे इससे.
In Chhattisgarh, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces. The encounter took place in the National Park area of Bijapur district in Bastar division yesterday. The killed Maoist had reward of 8 lakh rupees on his head. Police recovered the body of the killed Maoist along with one rifle and a large quantity of explosives from the spot. In US, the risk level for flooding rain in parts of central Texas has been upgraded from a level 2 of 4 to a level 3 of 4. According to the Weather Prediction Center, the upgraded area includes parts of hard-hit Kerr County and portions of the Guadalupe and Llano River basins. Authorities said at least 82 people have died, while more than 40 people remain missing after devastating floods hit central Texas. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is planning to visit Texas on Friday, hours after signing a major disaster declaration unlocking key federal resources as search and rescue efforts continue. Indian broadcaster Sanjog Gupta has been appointed as new Chief Executive Officer of the International Cricket Council, ICC. Announcing his appointment, the ICC Chairman Jay Shah said that Mr. Gupta will bring extensive experience in sports strategy and commercialization, which will be invaluable for the ICC. He further said that Nominations Committee of ICC unanimously recommended Sanjog Gupta after considering several exceptional candidates for the post of CEO. The India Meteorological Department has said that under the influence of low pressure area over southwest Gangetic West Bengal and neighbourhood, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to continue over central and adjoining East India during next 3 to 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.